For a studio audience.
Listen, accidents happen in factories. You know, all that big machinery around, vats and cookers and belts. And you're lucky you're all in one piece. How did you hurt yourself?
I cut my finger on a time card.
On a time card? You mean that's a paper
cut? Ah, don't say that. I can't stand those words. I can't stand the thought of that.
I'm beginning to reel again. I think I'm going to faint. Tough day at work?
We've been fired.
What?
Because I came home early. I had to. I was in agony. I could have gotten an infection.
How, what are you talking about? They laid off the whole section, bottlers and labelers.
No.
Yep, 3 weeks.
You're kidding.
Nope, they were putting up the sign just as I was leaving work.
Laid off? I don't understand. Somebody explain this to me.
Explain this to me. What's to explain? The sign said, don't come in Monday. That's it.
Oh, no. Oh, no. How did everybody take it?
Oh, it was terrible.
Oh, Big Henry.
Cried like a baby.
Oh, Fat Waldo.
Sobered up like that.
And Bertha?
She wants to put her kids up for adoption. It's so
bad. Oh, no. We're flat broke. What are we going to do?
I don't know, but I figured out on the way home, if we budget ourselves real carefully, we're good until tomorrow.
Tomorrow? How are we going to survive?
I don't know. Girls, listen, I don't have any cash, but you're welcome to be late with the rent. Everybody else is.
Thanks, Mrs. Babish. Well, you got any brainstorms? First, we take all the bottles back to the market.
Good, that's 11 cents.
Then we could hawk everything in the apartment.
What? A high sale of pillow? Come on, everything around us is worthless.
We're in the money! We're in the money!
Oh, hi, Mrs. Babish. I'm so glad to see you. Here's last month's rent. And here is this month's rent.
Sort of a bonus.
And here's a quarter for you. Go buy yourself something pretty, okay?
I'm going to go bank this right now before it bounces. When they laid off our spotless, they put these truckers on overtime. They're making a fortune there.
Hold on just a second. Let me get this straight. You mean to tell me we get punished for doing a good job while they get rewarded for doing a bad job?
Mm-hmm.
That's not fair.
That's the American way.
My father couldn't help us. You think Carmine can?
Carmine, we need something, and we thought maybe you could help us.
Oh, sure. What do you need, a portable radio, a toaster, a television? You just go down to 5th and 5th every afternoon around 4 o'clock. You see a guy with a mustache. Now you just
no, Carmine, Carmine, no. We need money. We're in trouble.
Oh, well, In that case, you go down to 3rd and Main. You see a guy with a hat.
No, 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 not that kind of trouble. Would you tell him?
We've been laid off. We need a temporary job. You know of anything?
Oh, that's too bad. Well, look, let me ask around. I'll make a call. Maybe I can come up with something down the dance studio. I mean, I heard one of my girls ran off with the record changer.
Oh, good, good. You need a girl and a record changer. That's good.
Yeah? And if call mine doesn't come through with something, maybe we could sell blood.
You should have thought of that before I bandaged my finger.
Hey, Mary, give me an extra large pizza with everything on it. Nah, hold the dead fish.
To go.
Of course, what else? Hey, Shelley.
Rose, Rose.
DeFazio.
Greenbaum.
Well, I heard it through the grapevine that you Turkeyolas got laid off. Listen, if you little pauperinis need a little extra money, well, maybe I could help you out.
Now that you mention it, Rose...
Ouch! Ouch!
No, thank you. I'd rather sell my body to science.
Who else would buy it, DeFazio?
Maybe you could give me a list of your old customers. Pizza's ready.
Here, Mary, darling, keep the chain.
Well, girls, maybe next week when you've cooled off and you're getting kind of hungry and your poor little tummies are crying out, go to Rosie, go to Rosie.
I want you to know that you're welcome to drop by any time, DeFazio. Just in case you feel like Simonizing one of my cars.
Simonizing?
Okay, no! How'd you like me to turtle wax your nose?
Look, there is something I came up with downtown. There's a place called Danceland.
Yeah?
Now, a couple of girls from the studio work there, and they say it's not the classiest place in town, but the money's pretty good.
Huh? Who needs classy? What's the job?
Well, guys come there, they give you a dime, and you dance with them.
What sort of guys give girls dimes to dance?
Guys with small change.
Here, that we even got a dressing room.
Would you stop staring and get in here? Get in here! Get in here!
But that man on the stairs, did you see him? That man on the stairs?
So, a guy rolls down a flight of stairs.
So what? It happens every day.
I just thought it was going to be more like James Cagney and Doris Day.
They're not coming.
Okay, let's get to it.
You're right. You're right. Let's get to it. Hello. My name is Shirley Feeney, and this is my friend Laverne DeFazio, and we're here to dance.
I'm Charmaine Svetitz, and I couldn't care less. Nice touch.
Well, just do what everyone else is doing.
Why is everybody powdering their chests?
Charmaine, why are we powdering our chests? Look, you're going to be dancing with men out there.
Yeah?
Men who wear a lot of hair tonic.
Yeah?
The powder soaks up the excess grease.
Oh, yeah! That's
just the sort of powder up. Your first time being a taxi dancer?
A what?
A taxi dancer. You're for hire, prom queen.
Oh, she thought you were the queen, you were.
That means any creep, any lunatic, any vermin can snap his fingers and you've got to let him in the back seat.
Vermin?
Why would Vermin want to dance?
Everybody wants to dance.
Oh.
Look, I'm going to give you a couple of tips. Watch out for men with mirrors on their shoes.
Oh, that goes without saying.
I would be very careful of anyone carrying luggage.
Girls out on the floor.
Oh, just let me put on some lipstick.
And one more thing.
What's that?
She's got a knife. Come near any of my steady customers.
Yeah.
Any guy coming near me.
Uh-huh.
I'm gonna kill you.
Okay, sure. You got the knife. Huh? Why not?
I'm going to cut your heart out.
Sit. You girls learn fast. You're going to be all right. I'm going to give you another tip.
Oh, good. We love your tips.
Love those tips.
Enough.
You got to know how to handle yourself when you're out there under the big bull. Right, don't let them dance you into three places.
Where's that?
Darkness, up against walls. In the men's room. Men's room? Through that arch there.
Oh. Thank you, Charmaine. Thank you so
much. Don't ever thank me.
Don't ever thank
me. I don't like to be obligated.
Doesn't like it.
I run alone.
Runs alone.
I was born alone.
No.
I'm going to stay that way.
Well, I can certainly understand that. Have a nice night.
Don't tell me what to do.
Don't tell what to do. How many times you got to be told don't tell her what to do? Don't
say. You two girls want to take a little spin or what?
Hi. My name's Laverne. What's yours?
My wife, she don't understand me.
What do you do for a living?
My wife, she don't understand me. Yes.
Well, that's a good job, then. Yeah.
How do you do?
My name is Shirley Feeney, and I'd like you to know that you're my very first.
Not so good.
so long.
You're leaving us so alone, we're not making any money here.
Yes, sir. Oh, maybe you shouldn't have handled that big guy so rough.
Did you want to stay in the men's room?
No.
How can we earn some money here?
Look to your left. Look at that girl to your left over there. Look at her.
She must have 50 bucks worth of tickets around her neck.
Right? And she hasn't even been dancing.
She don't need a dance.
Nature has been kind to that woman.
Come on, I got an idea.
What? We're going to make ourselves look sexier.
Look sexy? I look sexy.
Not sexy enough for this place. Oh. Bump your hair up a little bit.
Okay, okay, I can do it.
I'll be right back.
What are you going
to
do?
I'm going to go and do what I used to do before the football dances.
$0.10 a dance.
You'll get to dance.
Too short.
Vermin. Possible vermin.
Oh, no.
Too much? I just hope no one has to sneeze.
We gotta do this every night for 3 weeks.
Yeah. And all the money we earn is gonna go for bottles of corn go away.
Hey, girls, look! It's Hickey and Sticky, the novelist and the big game hunter.
The novelist and the big game hunter. Can you see him?
No. And I'm too tired to look.
What you been doing?
Well, I just finished my latest novel, Famous Monsters of Japan.
You know me. I'll shoot at anything that moves.
Shut off 2 pages of my book. Oh, say, yeah, some fresh fish in the flesh pond. Excuse us, ladies, if we saunter over there.
Be in a dance floor.
Save one for me.
Hello.
Big game hunter, huh?
Novelist.
Quiet
now. You're gonna blow our cover. You're gonna take away the only little bit of happiness that these girls have.
Yeah. Why, we're the only light in their ugly lives. Anyway, we're men. We're supposed to be here.
Right.
What's your excuse? Look at you! You're all swelled up! What, you got the mumps?
We happen to be working here.
Listen! I'll take Shirley. I've already had the mumps.
Give me a ticket. Okay.
All right, Rex, hit it.
Big boy, got a dime?
I'm looking for Laverne. I'm a flop.
You're going to pay to dance with your own daughter?
Excuse me.
Laverne! Take your hands off my daughter!
What are you doing?
I'm working. Now, what are you doing here?
I asked Carmen. He told me where you were. What are you doing in a place like this? You wouldn't see Shirley here.
Well, thanks for the dance, Chuck. And good luck in the demolition derby.
You couldn't wait till Thoris, huh? You crazy? Your father would like to see in a place like this, wouldn't he?
Oh, my mother.
Oh, it's a shame. Not very much, but look at that. I brought you up here. 10 cents a dance. Wonderful. Let's go home.
But, Pop, we had to make a living.
Come on, let's get out of here. Wipe the gook off your face and we'll get out. Come on. Okay, you got a job. You help out Mary and minimum wage, and that's it. Let's go.
Oh, thanks. Well, you two run along. I'll stay here and dance with the vermin.
Are you kidding? I'm going to leave you here. Come on. You also work and help out Mary. Come on. Minimum wage. What's the difference? What good is it? Come on. Let's go.
But, Pop, we can't leave before 2 a.m. or else we can't cash in our tickets that's over right. there.
Ah, who cares?
No, you don't understand. We must have 20 bucks worth of tickets there.
All right, okay. Finish out the shift, but no dancing with weirdos.
Well, that cuts out a lot of people there, Pop.
All right, what are you doing? Hey, come on, hit it. Let's do it.
Don't you know that it's true? It can happen to you if you're young at heart. For as rich as you are, it's much better by far to be young at heart. And if you should survive to 105, look at all you'll derive out of being alive. And here is the best part. You'll have a head start if you are among the very young at heart. If you are among the very young at heart. Hey!
Okay, once more we'll shoot the works and put shoes on it.
Oven is taking the curl out of my hair.
Hey, how about some service here, huh?
Oh, I don't want to wait on her.
Well, I'm not thrilled about it.
But it is our job for 2 more weeks.
Well, couldn't you wait on her just this once?
Why should I?
Oh, brother.
The help here is so slow. I'm turning old and gray here.
Well, what can you expect from the unemployed?
Listen, it's your turn to wait the table.
I have to serve the spaghetti over there.
I am sick and tired of you bossing me around. Just because this is your father's place, you think that you can boss me around. Well, I'm not taking it anymore. What are you going to do about that, huh?
What am I going to do about it?